This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Pastor Paul, thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. And that's what we're going to do here in today's program. We've started a brand new program here in 2019, and we are in the book of 2 Thessalonians. There'll be a lot of new Bible studies here this year and a lot less doing what we did last year. And that is, I played a lot of my Sunday sermons here on the radio because I didn't have the time to be behind the microphone recording a new program. Well, this year is different, and this year we're going to make the time. This year, we'll do less of other things and more of these things. And for me, it's being in the presence of God. It's me. It's being face-to-face with the Lord in His Word. Because I choose that I want to come down from this mountain with my face glowing because I've been in the presence of the Lord. And it's the same thing with you. We read it's the same thing with Peter and the apostles as well. When they looked at the apostles, you read early on in the book of Acts, they looked at him and said that they could tell that they had been with Jesus. How? That's the same thing with you. Spend time with the Lord. Your face will glow too, because God is holy. You might not be able, well, you definitely can't do it the way Moses did. You can't see God. You can't face-to-face spend time with Him, but you can spend time in His Word. You can spend time face-to-face in the presence of God. When you go to where God speaks, that's what we're doing here. I encourage you this 2019 to spend more time with the Lord and less time doing ... whatever that is for you. And here on the radio, we're going to be spending a lot more time here live here on the radio here. At least I say live, not a sermon preach somewhere else, but here live on the radio with you here in the studio behind the microphones here. WGOD Radio. You can follow us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. We're on the internet at WGODRadio.com. Not as updated as I wish it was. It's a makeshift website at least. And there's links on there to take you to some 7 or 8 years worth of prior broadcasts. 2 Thessalonians was written because of 1 Thessalonians. We just started this book. The other two programs are uploaded as well. If you go to WGODRadio.com on Facebook, you'll find the other two programs. It's called Intro to 2 Thessalonians. Here is another one. This comes from my, wherever the source is. This is a Greek scholar that I follow. Quote, 2 Thessalonians, the second letter of Paul to the Thessalonians was written around 51 AD and was sent from Corinth soon after his first letter. Some members of the congregation in Thessalonica did not have a clear understanding of Paul's teaching concerning the day of the Lord, or let me say the day of Christ, in his first epistle to them, 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-11. There was also a misunderstanding among some of the people regarding the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. They apparently had misinterpreted the meaning of the phrase as a thief in the night and confused the concept of the suddenness of the Lord's coming with its immediacy. They thought that since Christ would be coming soon, they thought in their lifetime, because the Apostle Paul thought in his lifetime, he didn't know. He didn't know when the Lord was coming back. So again, let me go on here. They thought that since Christ would be coming soon, there was no point in continuing to work. When the people encountered increased persecution, they felt that the day of the Lord, or they felt that the day of Christ had already come, that he wrote about in the first letter, and that they had somehow missed his return. Paul corrects them in the second epistle by explaining that certain events had to happen first before Jesus would return. For example, he states that there'd be a worldwide rebellion against God. We call it the apostasy, because the Greek word is apostasy in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It was led by one who will represent the epitome of lawlessness and anarchy. That's the Apostle Paul's instruction on the man of sin, which the Apostle John called the Antichrist. Moreover, Paul tells the believers in Thessalonica not to live at the expense of others, but to return to the Lord's work. That's where we read in chapter 3, that if someone doesn't work, then he shouldn't eat. That's where we get that from Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica. They were slackers now. They weren't working. They were convinced that Jesus was coming back in their lifetime, so they were going to quit working. You know, the thing I find funny is that, once again, it's fighting over the rapture. And isn't that strange that here we are 2,000 years later, and people are still doing it today? Everyone has an opinion on this, and people are still fighting over it. It breaks up churches. It breaks up fellowships and friendships. Foolishness like this. The thing is to always be ready. That's the only thing that matters. Hebrews 9:28. This is my Christmas sermon. Always, this verse is in it every year because it's the only thing that matters. And that is the Lord is coming back again a second time apart from sin, to all those that look for him. Or the New King James and other translations say, eagerly await him, like a child on Christmas Eve. That's what's important. Not when the rapture is, but it's to be eagerly waiting his return. It's to be looking up, as I said in the King James Version, he's coming again to all those that look for him. And I'll tell you how you look for him. You look for him in how you live. You look for him in the things that you do. You look for him in the things that you won't do. That's how you prove any old sap can say you're looking for his return. But the proof is, how are you living? Are you living like he's coming back in your lifetime? If you knew the Lord was coming back in your lifetime, what would you do different? Would you do anything different? Okay, now we're in 2 Thessalonians. We're going to get started here now. So that's the backdrop to this letter. Paul had to write this because of a misunderstanding. As a matter of fact, let's go right to chapter 2, and you'll see why he wrote this. Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. That's for the rapture. That's sunago, gathering together. It's the word synagogue with the word with the epi attached to it, the preposition epi. Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. You see, someone had deceived these people. Someone gave them a false, thus saith the Lord. Someone said that Paul said that they had missed this, that they had missed the rapture, they had missed the day of Christ, and that was the reason why he was writing this. Then verse 3 says, let no one deceive you, for that day will not come unless. Now we'll get to that here coming up when we get to chapter 2, but that's the reason why he wrote this letter. It was to refute whatever the false teachers had said about him. They said that they'd missed the Lord's return, and he was going to fix that and straighten them out with this revelation from God. It's never been heard before. Now, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There's our common greeting. And as they write letters back then, instead of the name being at the very end, you know, sincerely or love, Paul, it's in the beginning. First word here, who wrote it? Paul, Silvanus, the Greek for Silas, and Timothy. It's a Christmas card, isn't it? Or one of those little stickers you put on a present from Paul to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then his blessing is shalom and irene. Shalom is peace. He says, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Now, Paul only spent a couple days in this town, and they ran him out. The Jews ran him out. As soon as they found out where he was, they would send people there and run him out of town. So all of this, he started this church. His church was founded and was blossoming all in just a couple days. Verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards one another, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith and all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. The Lord Jesus Christ said the same thing too. Remember, that's Luke 21:36. He said, pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things. That is all of the judgments that's coming on the day of the Lord. Pray you be counted worthy to escape all these things and stand before the Son of Man. And here, Paul says he boasts of them among all the churches of God. And he boasts this for the reason, for your patience. That's the Greek word hupomone, endurance. You all know what that means. I've taught about it many times, the endurance that comes through abiding under the hand of God as you go through trials and trouble. And that's what was happening here to this group. They were under fierce persecution for turning to Christ, mostly from the Jews, as we learn in 1 Thessalonians. And more on that. And we'll give you a little more backdrop here on this church and how it was founded in our next program. Because I see we're out of time, but stick with us. This is going to be an exciting study here in the book of 2 Thessalonians. We're going to learn a lot about Bible prophecy. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I did not make it.